Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I'm visiting with Senator Greg Bowser to get an update on what's been happening during the current legislative session and how those decisions may affect residents in our area. Senator Bowser tells us what has been his top priorities during this legislative session.
You know, I made it very clear at the beginning of the year that I had four or five priorities. And at the top of that priority list was property tax reform. But I'm also focused on housing affordability, improving educational outcomes. I'm on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and we wanted to focus some of our efforts on tort reform this year. But one of my other top priorities, of course, is the issues that face our agricultural community. And improving our rural health care is also very important to me.
He mentions what major bills have taken up most of his time.
You know, again, I focus a lot of my time on ag issues, taxes, education, health care, but I have a personal passion and an expertise in cryptocurrency. And we've been seeing a lot of crypto legislation at the federal level, things like the Clarity Act, the Genius Act. There's a lot of talk about stable coins, and so we know that all of that federal legislation at some point is going to work its way down to the state level, and what I'm trying to do is figure out what it all means for the state of Kansas and how we can best position our state to take advantage of that. I have proposed a couple of pieces of crypto legislation this year. But we're also going to form an interim crypto committee this summer so we can kind of study the issue of cryptocurrency and some of the federal legislation that's coming at us.
And there are a few specific concerns from rural communities that Senator Bowser has been working on.
I will say that there are a few. One of the things was got a bill. And I'm working with one of our House representatives, and this bill actually started out in the House. It's HB 2515, but it's a crypto kiosk fraud bill, kind of to help protect our rural communities from crypto scammers and things like this. But I will say that I think the main issues in our rural communities are focused around job growth. I mentioned property taxes. That's always an issue. And health care. And certainly all of those are concerns for me. And I'm working on, a number of different groups to address all those issues. There's no easy answers. It takes a lot of work, but I'm making some progress and talking to all of our stakeholders.
He also talks about upcoming tax or funding changes.
Yes, that is probably the number one concern that I hear from constituents, and that is property tax reform. And I'm very pleased to report that, again, I helped co-sponsor this bill, but we've passed the SCR 1616. We passed that out of the Senate, and that provides a 3% annual property tax increase cap. Now, the provisions of 1616 aim to, really limit property tax assessed value increases, and that includes the ag land. We want to make, I'm not going to support any bill that would increase taxes on our farmers and ranchers, so it's a very important piece of the legislation. And
steps are being taken this session to support rural health care.
And I think one of the great bills, again, we passed out of the Senate this year was SB 360. Now, that was the pharmacy benefit manager reform bill. And what that does, it really helps protect our rural pharmacies. It provides better access, decreased cost for prescriptions, and it supports local businesses and increases transparency. So I was very proud to vote for SB 360 and happy that we've got some pharmacy benefit manager reform coming to our state. It really, really will help bring Kansas in line with some of the national trends of pharmacy benefit manager reform.
If you need to get a hold of Senator Greg Bowser, there's a few different ways to do that.
Well, first of all, I just want to let everybody know that I'm honored to work for them in the Kansas Senate. It's just a great honor and pleasure for me to be able to do that. Just to share some contact information with everybody if they need to get hold of me, you can go to my website, craigbowser.com. You can always email me at craig.bowser@senate.ks.gov, or feel free to just call my office at 785-296-7379.
A big thank you to Senator Greg Bowser for taking the time to visit with me and provide an update on the legislative session. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.